Morning, just going to give you about four thoughts here that I believe all of us need. Tom Malone said that he only preaches two types of messages. One type is that if you're not saved, get saved. And the other type is if you're saved, live like it. And so we'll put both of these two types of messages in here this morning. I believe Lee Robertson said that he only has 10 messages, but he has about 100 titles. My friend, this morning, this is all things we've heard before probably, but we'll find here in the Word of God some things we need in our lives. Look here in Acts chapter 27, begin reading at verse 21. But after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sir, ye should have hearkened unto me. We'll keep reading here in just a few minutes, but Paul was a preacher. You know what Paul said? He said, Hey, folks, it's good if you will just take time to listen to the preaching of God's Word. So let's take time this morning to listen to what God has for us. The Bible says, Ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained his harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. And when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to come to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat in the sea, under colors as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. But it says in verse 31, Paul said unto the centurions and to the soldiers, Except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. My friend, we have here, Paul was on a ship with other soldiers, with the centurions going to a certain island. He was going there to be prosecuted. He was going there for a trial. And my friend here, Paul, he told the people that it shouldn't sail, that it should just wait a little bit longer. But yet they didn't hearken to the preacher. They done exactly what they wanted to, my friend, and that's what all people do. All people do what they want to. When I first started pastoring church, I talked to an older preacher, and I asked him a question, and I thought it was a profound question. I thought I was going to get a great answer. I said, let me ask you something. You've been pastoring for so many years. Answer this question for me. Why don't more people come to church? You know what he said, Billy Mitchell said? People do exactly what they want to do. If they want to come to church, they will come to church. If they want to go to Walmart, they will go to Walmart. If they want to sit home watching a movie, eating popcorn, drinking Pepsi Cola, that's exactly what they're going to do. And Paul said, hey, if we stay here just a little bit longer, we shall be saved. But my friend, they got in the ship and they started sailing, and the storm come in their lives. And my friend, the ship we're on is talking about our lives. And storms comes in our lives, and problems comes in our lives, and heartaches comes in our lives. The Bible says, man that's born a woman, in a few days, in full trouble. I looked around, and all of us was born of our mother, my friend. And because we're born, we're going to have a few days, maybe 70 years, maybe 80 years, but in those years, we're going to have a lot and lot of trouble. I've only been alive for 30 years, but I can tell you something, my friend. I've experienced enough of trouble in the past 30 years to last me a lifetime. I've been through some tough times. I've been through some hard times. I've been through some rough times. But I want to thank God the day I got saved, my friend, He didn't take the problems away. He didn't take the troubles away, but thank God I've got someone to go through them problems and go through those troubles and go through those heartaches with me. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. When you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, hey, God's already there. Hey, our God is not limited by time. He has no past. He has no future. He has no present. But yet God is in our past, and God is in our present, and God is in our future. He can be everywhere all at the same time. And Paul says here, you should have hearkened unto my voice and stayed where we was at. But now we're in the sea, and now the storms has come. And I'm going to tell you what we need to do. Church, I'm going to tell you what we need to do when tough times comes. I'm going to tell you what you need to do in your life. You say, preacher, what gives you the right to tell me what to do? I don't have the right, but the Word of God has the right to tell us, to dictate our lives, and tell us what we should do. I believe, my friend, if you look here with me in verse 29, the Bible says, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks that cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Hey, my friend, it was a night time. Hey, it was a scary time. It was a fearful time. And I'm going to tell you what happened. When the times got rough and times got hard, they threw some anchors out, my friend, to secure the ship. What we need to do when times get hard and times get rough is to throw some anchors out and get us, my friends, so we'll be put in place and we'll be placed where God wants us to be at, and we'll just stick there. We've been fishing, me and my stepdad have been fishing. I remember the first time he took me spot fishing out there in the ocean, scared me to death. And that little Sea Pro, not a real big boat, but he's taking us out there to the 2-mile marker. And I remember them swells and them dips. And I remember going down and coming back up. And I was praying, Lord God, let me see my wife one more time. It scared me to death. And we had a good time boat riding. But when we was out there fishing, we was out there shrimping, we took that big old anchor and we heaved it over the side of the boat and let it sink into the bottom of the muck and the sand that was in the bottom. And it dug in and it held the ship firm. It held the ship in place. It held the ship tight. But we moved a little bit, but we didn't drift any further back. We stayed exactly where the anchor put us. And my friend, in our Christian lives, we need to throw some anchors out to get us to stand fast, to get us to stand firm, to get us to stay in one place. And I believe the first anchor we need to throw out is the anchor of salvation. You say, preacher, what in the world do you mean? If you're here this morning and you're not saved, the first thing you need to do is get saved by God's amazing grace. I can tell you 8 years or some months ago, I bowed my knee. I confessed Christ. I didn't make him Lord of my life, but I did make him my Savior. I asked Jesus Christ to save me, and he moved in and made a difference, my friend. You say, preacher, what difference did he make? He, my friend, he washed all my sins away. He cast them behind his back. His blood covers my sins, and today I stand redeemed. I stand bought as a precious son of God. I stand today, my friend, I stand today free from sin, free from the very penalty of sin, which is death, and free from the very power of sin, which is the devil. Hey, thank God one day I'll be freed from the very presence of sin when Christ calls me to go up to heaven to be with him. My friend, the first anchor you need to do is throw out the anchor of salvation. You need to know today you're saved. You can't go no further with God until you know you're saved. You say, preacher, how you get saved? The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that you become guilty before God. You can't come to God and claim any good works. You can't come to God and merit or earn salvation. You can't come to God and give him one thing except your sins. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That day I come to Jesus Christ. If you're saved, you come to the same way I come. I come as a guilty, hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner and ask God to forgive my sins. Ask Christ into my heart. And the Bible says that if the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be freed indeed. That day I got free from sin, from the penalty of sin because of Jesus Christ. My friend, if you don't know you're saved today, it's so simple a child can do it. That's why so many adults miss it. Because it's not something we can work for, not something we can earn, not something we can merit. All we can do is have faith in the Son of God and believe in what the Bible says. You say, preacher, how do you know you're saved today? Did you get some good feeling when you got saved? Hey, I got a good feeling when I got saved, but I didn't get saved because of some feeling. I got saved because I was lost in my sins on the way to a devil's hell. You say, preacher, do you know you're saved today because you're living a great life? Hey, I wish I could live better than I do. I wish I could do better than I do, but I can't do, my friend. I've got this old stinking flesh to put up with like you, my friend. That hand that held a Budweiser before I got saved, it still can hold a Budweiser today. Only difference, my friend, is the Holy Spirit of Christ dwelling within me, and he's telling me, no, that's wrong, no, that's wrong, no, that's wrong. The Bible says the love of Christ constraineth us. The reason I don't go out and rob a bank, because of the love of Christ. The reason I don't commit adultery on my wife, because of the love of Christ. He constrained me and it draw me to the foot of Calvary, at the foot of Jesus, my friend. If you don't know you're saved today, you need to get saved. And my friend, if you're saved today, you need to throw the anchor out of security that you are saved. Don't be wishy-washy. You can't straddle the fence on this thing. It's not black and white. It's not some gray area. It's either black or white. Hey, the Bible says you believe in God and be saved, or you don't believe in God and be damned. Hey, my friend, it's not some part-time Christian. Amen. Where you're saved on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening, but you live for the devil the rest of the week. The Bible says that you are your father, the devil. And that's who I was. That's who my daddy was the devil. But the day I got saved by God's grace, my sonship changed. I become a child of the King. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And thank God we're birthed into the family of God. That first anchor comes, my friend. Hey, if you don't know what it is, it's salvation. You need to throw it out there and let it sink down. And you need to get it settled today. Hey, my friend, sink, swim, or drown. Hey, get fat or die skinny. I'm saved, saved, saved. Boy, problems might come tomorrow, and they probably will. You preaching like this, the devil makes sure problems come. Hey, my friend, we have financial troubles. We all do. We live in Marion County. Ain't none of us going to be rich. Hey, I hate to burst your bubble. Ain't none of us going to be rich. You work yourself to death for some boss man, some company. Hey, you ain't going to get rich. It'll take one trip to the doctor, and the doctor say you got cancer to take it all away. Hey, it'll take one trip to the graveside, my friend, to take everything you weigh. I've never seen a hearse pull a U-Haul behind it, my friend. If you die today, you're going to leave everything behind for someone else to take and mess up and tear up and spin it on the world. First thing you need to do today is those who are saved. If you don't know you're saved, you need to get saved. You need to get it nailed down today, how I'm saved. You say, Preacher Scott, do you know a lot? I don't know a whole lot. I've never done real good in school. I've never been real good at a lot of things. But I know today I'm saved. And it's not because of how good looking I am. It's not because of how good I can sing. It's not because of the $2 I've got in my wallet. I'm saved today because I've trusted in the Bible and what the Bible says. And that Tuesday night when the preacher come by and say, hey, you deserve to die and go to hell, but God has made a better way. If you trust in Christ, He'll set you free from your sins. Hey, I was just crazy enough that night to believe that Jesus Christ was saved. And oh, sinner boy like me, my friend. Hey, Christ can do the same thing today if you'll just come to Him and call on Him and repent of your sins and confess your sins and say, oh God, I'm a hell-deserving, hell-bound sinner, and you shouldn't save me, but I'm going to plead the blood. I'm going to call on Christ, and Lord, I ask you to come in my heart and life and save me from my wicked sins. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ would do. First thing you need to do is know you're saved. Know you're saved. Don't know a whole lot, but I know I'm saved. I'm practicing on preaching. I'm practicing a lot of things. I'm practicing trying to be a good husband. I'm practicing on trying to be a good father to my children. I'm practicing on trying to still be a better son. But I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. No matter what takes place tomorrow, no matter what sickness befalls, I know I'm saved, Brother Jeff. Now you go to my graveside, you don't have to go there and say, I wonder if he knew who Jesus was. Because I know who Jesus is. He's my Savior. Amen. I believe, my friend, the first anchor you need to throw out is the anchor of salvation. You need to get it settled today. Some of you here today, you wishwashy. You made a prayer. You've asked Christ to save you, and you don't know if He's actually done that or not. You wishy-washy today. You made a prayer. You prayed a prayer of faith. And you asked Christ to save you. And things went good for a little while. And then the devil got his foot in the door and got in your life, my friend. And then you got out of church and got out of reading your Bible and got out of your prayer life. And now, my friend, you don't know who you belong to. Hey, it's time today to get it settled. It's time today to come and honor it. Hey, if you don't know you're saved, you need to come get saved. And if you're not sure about salvation, you need to come and get it nailed down. And hey, my friend, as Mays Jackson said, get it nailed down, my friend. Hey, it's hammered down. Hey, I'm heaven bound and it's hammered down. You need to get it settled today. I'm saved. Say, Preacher Scott, what I do? You just come and ask Jesus Christ to save you. If you're not sure, just ask Him to save you. Just ask Him to save you today. And He'll give you assurance of your salvation. The Bible says, the Son shall set you free, you shall be freed indeed. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You say, Preacher Scott, how do you know you're saved today? Because you live such a good life? No. Because I'm a preacher? No. Because I'm going to church? No. I know I'm saved today because I took God at His word. I've done what the Bible says. And my friend, that's the only authority I have today, is I've done what the Bible says. And when I got saved by God's grace, hey, He moved in and made a difference. If someone is big as God, God that spoke this world into existence, that spoke the sun and the moon and the sky, if someone as big as God that can bring breath of life into us moves into our hearts, my friend, he's bound to make a difference somewheres. The first anchor we need is the anchor of salvation. I believe the second anchor we need is the anchor of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. My friend, faith is how we live every day. Faith is looking unto Jesus. We wake up in the morning, we look unto Jesus. We wake up every day, we look unto Jesus. Oh God, how am I going to be the father I need to be? Hey, I just keep my eyes on Jesus and do what Jesus has me to do. Oh God, how am I going to be the husband that my wife deserves for me to be? Hey, all I can do is just look to Jesus. I'm going to be the pastor and the preacher and the Christian that God saved me to be. All I can do, my friend, is to look to Jesus. Hey, when times of trouble and times of problems and times of heartaches come, hey, you get the anchor out and you throw it out and say, God, I know I'm saved, and because I'm saved by God's grace, I'm going to grab the anchor of faith and I'm going to throw it out, and God, I'm going to just look to Jesus, and I'm going to realize, God, you'll never leave me, you'll never forsake me, you'll never do one thing wrong for me. But problems come, heartaches come, but God never does one thing wrong. God never does one thing bad. God can never fail us. I've failed God many a times. I've let him down many a times. My friend, look back on my Christian life and yours. You can honestly say, God has never failed me. My friend, what should we do when times of trouble comes? You get the anchor of faith, and you throw it out there, and you let it dig down deep, and say, hey, I'm going to just believe God. That's what Paul said. He said, I believe God. He said, I believe God. Let me find it for you here in verse 25. The Bible says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Boy, that's all I can do is just believe God today. I don't know what's going to take place tomorrow. We've got people in church that's hurting, people in church with cancer. Hey, people in church that sure went to the wayside. And you ask me what's going on, I don't know. You ask me if I got answers, I don't know. But all I can know is we still can believe God. Hey, we can believe God. Hey, we can keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and is sitting down at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Hey, Jesus today, he's in heaven today. He's holding them up in his hands. He says, hey, they belong to me. They're one of mine. They're my children. And I can't do much today, but I can look unto Jesus and believe in God. Amen. When trouble comes, just believe in God. You grab that big old heavy anchor of faith and just throw it out and let it sink down. We're going to believe in God. We're going to believe in God. I believe the third anchor is the anchor of trust. You say, preacher, ain't faith and trust the same thing? I believe they're a little bit different. The Bible says, let me read this for you. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hey, faith, I'm going to look to Jesus, and I'm going to believe, hey, Jesus, I'm going to just believe in Jesus. Hey, times might get rough and times might get hard, but hey, Jesus is there. Hey, like Job said, hey, I've looked before me, looked behind me, looked to my right hand, my left hand, and I could not perceive where God is. You ever been there? You wonder where God is in your Christian life. Boy, you're serving him. You're preaching. You're knocking on doors. You're reading your Bible. You're praying. You're doing the best you can for your family. And troubles come and heartaches come and pain come and sickness come. And you pray and you believe God, but it don't like, seem like the God's nowhere near. You know what Job said? Job said, hey, Jeff, I can't find him. I look before me. He's not there. I turn around and look behind me. He's not there. I look on my right hand. He's not there. I look on my left hand. He's not there. I don't know where God is, but I do know one thing. He knows the way that I take, and when I come forth, I'm going to come forth like gold. Hey, my friend, sometimes you've got to be tossed around and pushed down and shoved around in the storms of life. Sometimes, my friend, you've got to be stuck in a valley so you can grow in your Christian life, and when God pulls you through, he will get all the drop, all the wickedness, all the evil, all the trash of our life. And when we come forth, we have become forth shining like gold. The Bible, you know what the Bible says? For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Where his workmanship created unto good works? Where I'm God's workmanship? If you make something like a shelf or a picture frame, before you hang it on a wall, you want it to be perfect. You take time to router the edges. You take time to put the little biscuits and glue in there so you don't see any nail holes, and you router the edges and you sand it down real smooth, and you use a finer grit and a finer grit. And finally, you put that good old stain on it, you put that varnish on it and make it all nice and pretty. And as soon as you get it just right, you hang it on the shelf. You know what God said? We're his workmanship. Boy, he's working on us. He's fine-tuning. Boy, he's chipping away everything that doesn't belong. And sometimes it takes the valley experience. Sometimes it takes sickness. And sometimes it takes heartaches. And sometimes it takes times of struggle where you don't know where God is. But hey, my friend, you can throw the anchor of faith out and say, hey, I might not can see God, but God sure can see me. And I'm going to just believe in God. And then the anchor of trust. Anchor of trust, you throw it out and you say, hey, God's going to do always what's right. God's never going to do one thing wrong. But it's always for my good and his glory. God won't fail me now. Hey, God won't fail me now. The other day I was pulling around David's boat, that big old heavy boat, and we put it in the water and coming back up the landing. David was back there in the boat, and I was in the truck, and I hit the gas pedal, and that truck, I saw David's eyes get real big. He didn't know if the truck was going to make it up the hill or not. Hey, but I know it's never let me down before. Hey, it might let me down tomorrow, but it didn't let me down yesterday. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, God, he didn't let me down yesterday. He didn't let me down last week. He didn't let me down last year. He's not going to let me down today, and he sure ain't going to let me down tomorrow. Hey, God's dependable. Hey, God's trustworthy. The Bible says that he's a faithful. He's a faithful God. And my friend, when times get hard and times get difficult, you take that anchor of trust. I say, God, I have faith in you. And I'm going to just trust in you that you're going to do what's right. You sling it out there and let it sink down. And I believe the fourth anchor is the anchor of surrender. That's where a lot of us have problems with. Well, we can take the anchor of faith and throw it out and say, I believe in God. Boy, it's easy to sing it when you're on the mountain, ain't it? Boy, it's easy to sing, I believe God, when you're on the mountain. Hey, but when those valley times come and those times of heartache comes and those times where the Bible says we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hey, there's a valley, my friend, and it seems like the devil's always on us. The devil's trying to get to us. He launches them fiery darts. Hey, the wiles of the devil is on our backside trying to get to us. Hey, when you're down so low, my friend, it's hard to trust in God. It's hard to have faith in God, but yet we still can throw those anchors out and we say, God, I'm going to have faith in you, and God, I'm going to have trust in you, and God, I'm going to know I'm saved, but God, for me to surrender to you, that's just asking too much. You know what Jesus said? He said, hey, if a Roman soldier compelled thee to go a mile, go with him twain. And back in those days, a Roman soldier could find a boy just standing by the highway. He could say, here's my equipment, here's my sword, here's my shield, here's everything I'm carrying. I need you to carry a mile. And that was his job, his obligation, was to carry that equipment for a mile. And that was his duty, just 1 mile. That's all the law required is just 1 mile. That's all the law required was just 1 mile. You know what Jesus said? He said, hey, don't go just 1 mile, go 2 miles. He said, well, that Roman soldier compels you to go 1 mile. He said, hey, go 1 mile because it's your duty. Hey, but go 2 miles. Hey, my friend, what you going to do when God asks his people to go the extra mile? Can you throw the anchor of surrender out and say, God, here I am. I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What you going to do, my friend, when God asks you to go just a little bit further? What are you going to do? Grab that anchor and throw it out. Say, God, here I am. Why should we surrender to God? Why should I wake up? Why should you wake up every day and say, God, here I am. Use me. He ain't never done nothing for us, has he? All that he's done was saved us from a life of hell, fed us every day of our lives, given us clothes on our backs every day to wear, took care of our children, took care of our wives, took care of our husbands. He gave us a church to come to. He gave us the precious word of God that we could read and understand more about God and more about heaven. Hey, God ain't done a whole lot for us. Hey, my friend, he has. He's done everything in the world for us, my friend. That's the reason we should wake up every day and say, God, here I am. Here I am. Use me. When times of trouble gets come, when times of trouble comes in our lives, you grab the anchor of faith. Say, God, I'm going to believe in you. You grab the anchor of trust and say, God, I'm going to just trust in you to do what's right. And you grab the anchor of surrender and throw it out and say, God, it might not be enjoyable. Hey, God, it might not be comfortable. Hey, God, hey, it might not be convenient. But I'm going to do what you want because you're God. You know what Paul said? Paul said he threw them four anchors out. But I like the next thing he says. Look here with me. Just give this to you. In verse 31, Paul said to the centurions and to the soldiers, except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Preacher, what do you mean? What do you mean? When hard times come, I'm talking about when you're in a storm like Paul's in, and you throw the anchors out, and you throw the anchor of salvation, you say, hey, God, I know I'm saved. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to trust in God, and I'm going to surrender God. Hey, my friend, it's not time then to leave the church house. It's not time then, my friend, to throw in the white towel. Hey, my friend, you remember watching the Cowboys and Indian shows when you was little? But I love them. Josie Wells, hey, I'm carnal. Don't forgive me for it. But I love watching them Clint Eastwood movies when I was a little boy. You remember them sheriffs were right after the bank robbers? Boy, they had that little six-shooter, and they fired 1,400 times and never changed the bullet. Ta, 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 ta. Boy, them robbers will be only about 20 feet in front of them. Them sheriffs will be right on their trail, my friend. And then bank robbers will run up in some barn or some kind of horse pasture or some kind of horse stall. Hey, they will fire out. And pretty soon the sheriff say, hey, if you don't come out, we're going to catch the barn on fire. You know what the robbers will do? They come out. They surrender. But you know how they surrender? Throw their hands up. Throw their hands up. You know what we should do sometimes? Throw their hands up and say, God, I can't do it. I can't handle it. I can't fix it. I can't work it out. Here I am. You're going to have to do it. But God, I'm going to throw this anchor of salvation out. And I'm going to throw this anchor of faith out. And I'm going to throw this anchor of trust out. And I'm going to throw this anchor of surrender out. And if you know a little bit, you got a boat, you throw four anchors out. That boat ain't going nowhere. You know what we need to do when trouble comes? Just stay in the ship. Stay in the church house. Stay in the perfect will of God. Stay right there, just snuggle up close to Jesus and listen to his heartbeat. Here Paul said, hey, if you stay in the boat, you'll be saved. You'll stay in the boat, you'll be saved. My friend, it's the worstest thing to do when hard times come is to get out of the church house. Because you need someone to care for you. You need someone to know what you're going through. Hey, you see all these old folks we have? All these, I'm not picking on you this morning. I am a little bit. But Brother Max been through more than I can ever imagine. When I have a tough time, I can just sit down by Brother Max and say, hey, this is my problem. Tell me how God helped you with it. And when he tells me how God helped him, I've got the same God he's got. And God's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And what God's done for him, he's no respecter of person. God can do for me. Hey, when our children have a tough time, they can go to some of y'all and say, hey, what should I do about this and what should I do about that? And you can say, hey, sonny, I've been in the battle long enough to know that God won't let you down, that God is faithful. Hey, and just stay in the ship and just stay on the boat and just stay working for Jesus and just stay in the will of God and stay in your church house, because one day God's going to break through, and one day you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel, and one day you'll be able to raise your hand and say, blessed is the man that trusted in God. Here Paul threw them anchors out. He said, throw them out, boys, because we ain't going nowheres. We're going to stay in the boat. What do you need for your Christian life? You need to know you're saved. You need to know you're going to have faith in God. Just believe God. You need to know you're going to have trust in God. Hey, he's going to always do what's right. We can't see it today, but he's going to do what's right. And I'm going to surrender to God. and say, God, this is your life. I'm a living sacrifice. I'm a living sacrifice. These are my hands, my feet, but God, they belong to you. And God, I'm going to stay right here where you put me. No matter if the preacher preaches and steps all on my toes, no matter if the choir member don't come by and shake my hand, no matter if somebody don't come and pat me on the back and say, hey, I like your haircut. Hey, whatever happens, happens. But hey, I'm going to stay in the boat. I'm going to stay in the boat. Well, I used to have people who come to this church and made faces at me. But they just frown up, stick their tongue out, you know, just look like they've been sucking on lemons all day long. Hey, just stay in the boat. It hurt your feelings. Yeah, it hurt my feelings until I realized they're crazy. And when I realized they're crazy, it didn't hurt my feelings no more. Hey, some of you ain't shook my hand. It's all right. The other week, I passed Sister Ruby the other day. I passed her, three or four times. And every time I passed her, I forgot to shake her hand. She ain't hold it against me. I ain't gonna hold it against her. I ain't gonna hold it against you. You ain't gonna hold it against me. But hey, this is where God's put me. I'm gonna stay right here till he calls me home. Beulah Land, there's a place awaiting. And my friend, I know I'm going because I'm saved. And while I'm going, I'm gonna have faith and trust and surrender to God. And by all means, stay in the boat. Stay in the boat. You got children watching you. You got grandchildren watching you. You got other Christians watching you. By all means, just stay in the church house. Be faithful to God. You're going too far to give up now. You're going too far to let someone down now. Hey, just stay in the boat. Let God use you. Let's pray together. Father, I love you this morning. Thank you for being so good and so faithful to us. Thank you, God, for giving me another day, allowing me to preach the Word of God one more time. I pray, Father, today as we give the invitation that there be no distractions, that people just stay in their seat until they come to the altar. Lord, we can go to the restroom and get water later. But right now, I pray you'll speak to the hearts about salvation. There might be one here that needs to be saved or needs to get it settled, that they belong to God. And Lord Jesus, I pray right now that you'll draw them to thee. Lord, I've done the best I could to lift you up in their eyes. And you said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto myself. I pray, God, this will be the day they get it settled. They throw the anchor of salvation out today and they say, hey, I know I'm saved because I've trusted in God and God's word. I pray, God, for us that are saved. We know we've been redeemed and been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. That we have those anchors of faith and trust and surrender. And we throw them all out all around us. And stay put where God put us. Lord, help us this morning. Meet the spiritual needs of your people today. And God, help us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray, God, just save that soul closest to hell this morning. And may they leave this church rejoicing that they've been birthed into the family of God. Pray you help them now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you would, stand to your feet with your head bowed and your eyes still closed for just a few verses. The invitation begins. The altar is open now. Let me ask you this question. Do you know you're saved this morning? If you don't know that, won't you come? Are you here this morning? Would you be willing to lift your hand and say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved. I've prayed a prayer. I've been in church. I've been in services, but preacher, I don't know. It's never been settled in my life if I'm saved or not. I hope I am, but I really don't know. Would you be willing to lift your hand up this morning and say, preacher, I need you to pray for me because I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure that I'm saved. I want you to lift your hand up so I can just pray for you. I won't come to you. I won't call your name up. All I want to do is just pray for you. Maybe there might be another one to say, preacher, I'm not saved. I know I'm not saved. And I need your prayers. I know I'm not saved. Oh, I don't know if I am saved. I'm wishy-washy. I don't know, preacher. I need to get it settled. I need to get it right. I want to have 100% confidence in Christ that I'm saved. And preacher, pray for me. Is there one real quick? The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. He don't want you living here wondering and guessing. He wants you to know. How about you today, Christian? Someone's on the altar praying already. Would you just throw the anchor of faith out and say, God, whatever comes my way, I'm going to just keep my eyes on Jesus. And Lord, whatever comes my way, I'm going to take the anchor of trust and I'm going to just believe in God and realize you're never going to do one thing wrong. You're always going to do what's right. And some of us today need to throw the anchor of surrender out and say, God, here am I. Use me. Here am I. Use me. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I'm God and there's none else. My friend, if you need to be saved, you look unto Jesus. If you need help, you look to Jesus. If you need to surrender your life, you just look to him. Some of us today needs to grab those anchors and say, hey, it's a tough time in life. I'm going through problems now I've never experienced before. But I'm going to throw the anchor out of faith because I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to throw the anchor of trust out because God's going to do what's right. God's never going to do one thing wrong. And I'm going to throw the anchor of surrender out and say, God, here I am. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to have your names upon my lips. God, I'm going to just shout the victory all the way to heaven. And no matter what takes place, by all means, stay in the ship. Stay in the boat. Keep your family there. I can't tell you how many times we've drug our children to church. Boy, they wore out, tired. We'll drag them to church, drag them to meetings, drag them to camp meetings and jubilee meetings and preacher meetings. I believe it's going to pay off one day. I believe it's going to pay off one day. You say, preacher, what about my children? Hey, you keep doing what's right. You keep coming to church. You keep praying for them. You keep living the Christian life in front of them. It's going to pay off. Hey, you just keep having faith. And you keep trusting in Jesus. One more verse tonight. One more verse this morning. I will ever trust him because he's faithful. I will ever serve him because he's God. And I'm going to just believe in him. Just believe in him. Father God, we thank you. We love you. You've been so precious to us this morning. And I believe, God, some of us has got some help. I pray, God, we'll think about this message, think about what God spoke to our hearts about, and realize that, hey, no matter what comes our way, God is always faithful, and God is always righteous, and God is always dependable. Lord, I'll let them down. Lord, others will let them down, but you'll never let them down. God, help them to see that. I pray, God, you help us today to be the Christian that you saved us to be, and may we tell others about Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you now. I need you more in my life now than I ever have. Lord, help me to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Pray, God, you allow us to come back again tonight and see what else you have for us.